This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors late Tuesday passed its version of the county budget for the coming fiscal year. The budget is similar in many ways to the proposed budget offered by County Executive Chris Abley, but it veers from it in key ways as well. The overall budget was approved by a 14-4 margin, though several specific issues were approved unanimously. Marina Dmitrievich is chairwoman of the county board. She talked with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about what she sees as the most significant provisions of the budget the board passed.
Well, we worked very hard this week after weeks of listening to residents throughout Milwaukee County. We had a very large turnout at our public hearing, many town hall meetings. One of the issues that really brought out a lot of public support was the county indoor pool. So I was very excited that that was unanimously approved to keep those two pools open. But overall, you know, we came together 14-4 on a budget adoption is very nice. And I think we just made sure that we were really listening to the people and their concerns. And I just have to remind you, we did start off with $3 million in errors that we received from the administration. So it was quite a challenge.
Well, and we spoke on this show with Rob Henkin of the Public Policy Forum about that group's assessment of what was then the county executive's proposed budget. And one of the issues that group's analysis pointed to was a need for the budget to address some lingering structural issues the county faces, things like fringe benefit costs and any kind of rainy day fund. How do you see this budget taking on the competing challenges of immediate need, you know, things like deferred maintenance versus longer term issues?
Yeah, well, I think we really, you know, when you look at budgets and last year, actually, we, according to the Public Policy Forum, agreed with about 98% or so of what the county executive did. So we have to look at it like that. It's a consensus document and it's a list of priorities. And I do really want to thank the county executive for his work along with the county board for the improved fiscal situation. That is something the Public Policy Forum noted, is that we're becoming more and more fiscally sound and healthy. So that's good news. There was a large investment and the board agreed with it and added to it in bonding and general capital projects and infrastructure improvements. And that's incredibly important as we go forward. And also, there are very good rates out there right now.
How do you see the issue of benefit costs for county employees? Do you see it as still a lingering concern?
Well, it is. And actually, the Public Policy Forum pointed out many questions that perhaps the county executive's budget might have went too far. And so year after year, from County Executive Walker to now County Executive Abley, has been this kind of balancing on the backs of workers. In fact, there were estimates that this budget as proposed, now we made changes, was approximately a 7% wage reduction to county employees. And that has severe consequences that the Public Policy Forum pointed out, too, when we're looking to hire people and retain employees. We want the best of the best to deliver services to residents in Milwaukee County.
Do you have a sense for what the impact is now under the board's past budget would be on workers?
Yeah, I don't have the exact percentage because it's really kind of hot off the press here. But what I can tell you is we definitely decreased the increases to health care costs. For a while there, we had approximately county employees paying almost double of their city and statewide counterparts. And again, that really boxes out and puts us at a disadvantage in hiring these important public servants. So the board came in and found a version that was much more balanced and I think fair to our employees.
Let's talk about some of the other significant measures here. Given the revenue streams for the county are flat, why do you see a property tax levy freeze as important?
Yeah, well, so that's another thing that is a huge point to make sure that that everyone understands, is that we agreed with the county executive. He put forth a budget that held the line on spending. And, you know, we did do some additional spending on bonding and capital. So but when it came to the tax freeze, the board was able to make the changes that they needed to do within the existing cost. And so from keeping pools open to investing in community-based mental health and investing in public safety, we were able to do that with the same type of budget that came to us and spending from the county executive.
Well, you just referenced public safety. Mm-hmm. And this was one area that you and the county executive differed on. Why did you and other board members feel it was key to restore many of the cuts to the sheriff's office budget.
Right. And it wasn't just me or a few board members. In fact, it was actually unanimous. That vote was unanimous, 18-0. And again, it was a middle of the road compromise. So what we agreed on and something that I led the way on that I'm very proud of was the funding for the city's Shot Spotter program, which continues our intergovernmental partnership with the city of Milwaukee. And so what we put forward was half of that funding. We hope to work with either the city or anyone else who's willing to help meet us on that funding. What we did not agree on were the patrols of the parks by the city of Milwaukee. And so, you know, we're going to be open-minded and continue to look at that proposal, but that was one part that we did not agree on. And I think our deputy sheriffs do an excellent job, and we're happy to continue supporting them.
You also mentioned the ability to keep these two indoor pools open, mm-hmm. which was a major source of contention for a lot of people. First of all, why is it your take that the money exists to do that versus the county executive's take that money would be best spent on turning these pools into splash pads?
Yeah, this discussion and the whole grassroots effort surrounding it was really something special. Unfortunately, I have been in this position a number of times because Scott Walker, as county executive, chose to try to close these pools a number of times in the past, and our current county executive made that same choice. Honestly, thousands of people contacted us, whether it be through emails or petitions or phone calls or coming to hearings. This discussion is not just about two indoor pools. I believe it's reflective of a larger discussion, a philosophical debate of how we invest in public infrastructure. I think that is the wrong direction for county government to take a turn and start, you know, selling off and closing amenities that people use. In fact, we need to take a serious look and investment to make sure that they're open and accessible and affordable, especially for senior citizens.
In the effort to keep these pools open, is there some additional effort that goes into making this a sustainable decision? The idea that not only do these continue to exist, but the county might be best served to get more people to use them.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's just not accurate that they haven't been used. In fact, this last year, Pulaski Indoor Pool was one of the most well-attended pools throughout the entire system. I mean, they're open, you know, pretty much every day all year round. And I guess I would put that on the scale and balance it out for even just a few people, a few senior citizens that can live their life a little bit healthier, or children who learn how to swim, or a life that's saved because of those life skills and not drowning. I mean, that has incredible value in it. So you have to put that on the scale and invest in it. It's very affordable. But we do need to have some enhanced marketing, as do all public amenities. I always say this is very similar to libraries. They don't turn a profit, but they add incredible value to our community. And I certainly want to live in a neighborhood that has high quality public amenities like these.
Let's talk transit for a bit. The document that passed calls for the Milwaukee County Transit System to revert to county control if some agreement isn't reached between now and April. There's an appeals process underway over the awarding of a contract to MV Transportation. There are companies that have appealed that award, and the process is ongoing. Tell me why you think the decision the board came to this week was the right one.
Well, what I think is that we need some more information, and the public needs to have a role in what is a huge decision on one of our most important pieces of public infrastructure. And our transportation system is directly connected to job creation. So what I don't like about the process so far is I don't feel that it's been very open or transparent. And the county board wants more information on behalf of the people we represent to make the best decision. So what this this effort by the county board in the county budget does is it leaves all the options open. We're going to continue with the appeals process, receive information from the administration as to why they chose this private vendor that is a for-profit out of town, and in addition, also evaluate the pros and cons of bringing it in-house. And so we'll have all that information in time for April to make the best decision. And I'm ready to evaluate it with the best information possible.
Now, for the appeals process to go forward, there has to be an appeals panel appointed. And is that in the works?
Yes. We actually made the appointment just yesterday. So the appeals committee will begin, I believe, in the next week or so looking at that process and decide if it was a fair and open process. We'll get information on if bringing the county transit in-house is good, and then we'll, of course, have the public at the table because they need to be part of this decision.
Now, finally, I'm not one to turn an interview into a proxy for a debate, but I do want to get your reaction to the county executive's complaint quoted in the Journal Sentinel on Wednesday, his contention that the measure that reduces pay to his top aides is linked to the state law that curbs the power of the county board. How do you respond to the county executive's assertion?
Yeah, I think it's time to move on. It's been a tough year. The county board is certainly moving forward. We feel that, again, we agreed with a lot of things in the budget. We did appropriate some funding for his security request. The compensation needs to be fair from the top down. There's been cuts for the average employee, and I think it's only fair to ask for similar cuts at the top level, people making well over $120,000. But basically, my response to that is it's the county board has moved on, and it's time for the county executive to move on as well.
Marina Dmitrievich, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Marina Dmitrievich is the chairwoman of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about the budget passed by the county board this week. The board is scheduled to take up any vetoes County Executive Chris Abley makes at a board meeting a week from today. You'll find links to more about the budget from WUWM.com/Lake Effect. Coming up next, we'll chat with World News contributor Art Sear about the relief efforts in the Philippines, the latest from the Middle East, and the diplomatic fallout from the wide-scale NSA eavesdropping on our allies. Stay tuned for more of Lake Effect on WUWM.